Hello, John here, bringing you Saul's message for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013. Please sit back and relax into the loving energy that Saul's message extends to every one of you. With the growth and intensification of the new energies enveloping you all, your path to awakening is becoming both brighter and clearer. The need to share and expand the love within you, your eternal and unbreakable divine connection, is bringing to your attention the blocks or barriers to it that you installed out of fear eons ago, and which you are now realizing are preventing you from living life fully and joyfully. You thought they were essential defenses against a cruel and threatening world filled with potential enemies, when in fact they are cages or prisons which you built and into which you retreated in fear after you had imagined into being a state of separation from your Father. Separation from Him is impossible, but because of the power of your enormous inventive capabilities, you were able to build an imaginary environment in which to hide from the supposed anger that you believed was your Father's response to your attempt to separate yourselves from Him and live unencumbered by the law of divine love. Fear is the absence of love. It is at best unsettling and at worst utterly terrifying, and you have all had experiences of extreme terror during the eons you have spent shutting yourselves off from your Father's loving embrace. Life without God is impossible because He is all that exists, and you are all, therefore, inseparable parts of Him. The knowledge of that divine truth is held within you, permanently, but you have for eons refused to acknowledge it. You are now in the process of returning to the divine fold by allowing that knowledge to arise up into your awareness. At first it is an unbelievable concept because you have become so conditioned to seeing and experiencing yourselves as small and insubstantial beings in a vast and uncaring universe, living short and increasingly painful lives which lead to sickness and death, a permanent state of non-being after which, for the most part, you will be completely forgotten. It will in fact be as though you had never existed. That is life without love, and it is a terrifying prospect. It is no wonder that talk of death, let alone acceptance of its inevitability, is a bit of a conversation stopper. What you are engaged in is like the allegorical story of the prodigal son who demanded his inheritance from his father and set off to explore the world outside his father's loving domain. That experience became increasingly unsatisfactory, bringing him great suffering and finally despair. He wanted to return home but believed that he had cut all his ties, that his father's love for him had died, and that consequently he would, with complete justification, refuse to recognize him, let alone allow him to return home. Eventually, in desperation, he decided to take a chance, return home, and throw himself on his father's mercy in total and abject surrender. What happened as he approached his home? His father saw him coming and rushed to greet and embrace him. You are all in the process of making that journey home, and when your father sees you approaching, he too will rush to greet and embrace you. It will quickly be as though you had never left, which of course you hadn't. But most of you still dread that approaching encounter, and your earthly experiences, complete with your cultural and religious indoctrinations, encourage a belief that when you meet your Maker, there will be a harsh judgment during which the multitude of sins that you have committed will be shamefully re-experienced in all their wickedness. That will be followed by an appropriate period of intense pain and suffering in reparation before access to the heavenly realms is finally granted, probably quite reluctantly. And when you do enter, it will be at best as second-class citizens. Not a very uplifting prospect, which is why so many, brought up with those kinds of beliefs, reject out of hand all forms of religion and include the possibility of a personal spirituality in that act of rejection. However, closing yourself off from all that is spiritual is effectively shutting yourself off from yourself. It is a state of denial that leads to bitterness and cynicism, and encourages a dog-eat-dog attitude to life in which it is everyone for themselves, fueling the belief that in this world of scarcity, he who dies with the most toys wins. And that has been what many of you have experienced in numerous previous lifetimes. The new energies are breaking through that mindset, connecting with your hearts and helping to dissolve the massive tangle of fears and anxieties that have been wearing you down through countless human incarnations. Most of you are feeling these energies, but have doubts about their reality, and because doubt has become so ingrained within you, you are finding it very difficult to release them. My message to you is this: your doubts and anxieties are without foundation. Your Father lovingly awaits your return and longs to embrace you once more. Go within, allow those energies to make their presence felt, and relax into the loving warmth that they offer, knowing that you are indeed going to awaken into unimaginable joy. With so very much love, Saul.